Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We're thankful to be on here tonight. It's going to be a good program. We're preaching on faith and the scriptures, Hebrews 11:1, where the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. So I put a little bit extra in there, but we need all the faith we can get in this time that we're living in, because the enemy is chipping away at our faith and trying to destroy our doctrines of the Bible and trying to write new scriptures, so-called scriptures, and changing the Word of God. And we're going to go to prayer tonight, just general prayer for the broadcast and for all the ones that's listening in tonight, people that's out there. We want God to open their heart and open their ears and let them receive the Word of God, which we're preaching tonight. And I tell you, if we receive the Word of God, we're receiving Jesus. And He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And so He's knocking on the hearts of doors tonight, the doors of the hearts tonight. And the thing about it is, we have to let Him in. It has to be us that opens the door. Praise God. He won't come in uninvited, but He wants to come in and take up His abode with us. He wants to live and walk and talk in us. He wants to be our personal Savior to meet every need that we have. And we're just going to bow our heads tonight. We want you to join with us in prayer. We're just going to pray that God will have His way in this service tonight. Heavenly Father God, we come to You. We join our faith together, God, with one another, those that are out there, Lord, that are listening in. Father, we're asking, God, that You would bless them, bless their homes and families and children, grandchildren. Father, reach in to the hospitals and places where people are tonight, the people that are shut in and not able to come maybe to the house of God, and they're listening, oh Lord, to this Blog Talk Radio broadcast. We're asking You, God, to move for these people. God, You so loved the world that You gave Your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so, Lord, we are preaching this old, old story of Christ and how He died for our sins. And we're asking You, God, to move in the hearts of the people. And Lord, open the ears of those, oh God, that are listening in, Father, and meet their needs, Father God. Destroy the yokes of bondage off of their life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the Macedonian call around the globe. If you've never heard this before, this is the Lord's way of us being able to reach out to around the world, praise God, and try to minister. And I'm Sister Joanna Green, and who you heard there was Brother Clint Green, my husband, and we just praise God. Thank you all for listening, and it's a one-hour program, so we're just getting started, and we want you to call in and be a part of it. And the number is 1-646-787-8615. And if you want to grab you a pen, if you didn't get it that time, of course I'm going to say it again right now, but get you a pen and paper. I'll be saying it through the broadcast so you don't miss out. We want to hear your testimony. We want to hear your prayer requests. If you have a song, go ahead and get your guitar. If you play, piano, then sing a song. Praise the Lord, a good gospel song, of course. And again, it's 1-646-787-8615. Praise the Lord. So at this time, we're going to have our daughter, Rachel. She's been doing this, I think, since she was 10 years old, maybe 11 years old, but on the broadcast with us. And the Lord has taught her how to play the piano, and she's a beautiful singer. And not just because she's my daughter, but she really is. Praise the Lord. So we're going to have her come in and sing. Hallelujah.
You wonder how I made
Praise God. That was beautiful. That was Rachel. She can sure sing and play that piano. And we appreciate her. Thank you, honey. Thank you so much. One time a lady heard her play and gave her a keyboard. She had a little keyboard, and then the lady gave her her piano and delivered it to her husband and some other guys. And we just so much appreciate that. If you want to call in, be a part of the broadcast, we want you to do so by calling in at 1-646-787-8615. Again, that's 1-646-787-8615. If you want a friend request us on Facebook, I'm Joanna Green, J-O-A-N-N-A, and Green is like the color without an E on the end. And we're in Ohio, so just friend request us, and then you'll see the broadcast listing, you know, when we advertise it, when we're going to be on, and you can just click on the link and listen that way also. So praise the Lord. And again, Brother Green said that the episode tonight, the subject was going to be Now Faith Is, and that's taken from Hebrew 11:1. And this is episode number 165. This is June the 25th of 2018 on a Monday night, and we just thank God for this airway, this way of being able to go in the third world countries. It's our heart's desire that we reach those that need help, that, you know, we may not be able to have Paul and Silas that I silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give unto thee. And I tell you, the answer is Jesus. And by faith, Noah built an ark by faith. He had never seen the rain. It had never rained. But God told Noah to build an ark. And by faith, Noah did just that. And sure enough, the flood came. The earth was overtaken by water. And those only that went on the ark were the only eight that made it, and all the animals. And you know, by faith, we've got to do what the Lord says. And by faith, we are saved, knowing that Jesus, what he done on the cross, died for you and I, that we could be saved. And by faith, we know that he saved us because we asked him to come into our heart. We repented of our sins, and that's how you get saved. And just know it. He puts a knowing down in you. And the more you read the King James Bible, the more faith, it builds your faith by hearing and reading the word, and not just to be hearers and only, but to also be a doer. I was thinking on the way to work this morning that Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. There's an action to love. If you love someone, you don't just always say it, but you also, and the Lord loves for you to pray and tell him you love him, but you show it. You show him. We live like we do because we love God. We want to live like we do, wholesome, clean, holiness before him, keeping his commandments. Why? Because we're action people. God wants us to have action behind what we say, and show him with our actions how much we love him. So I just thought I'd throw that in there. So again, we want you to be a caller into this program. We want you to be part of it. We are sure not professional. We're definitely amateurs at this, but that's okay. 1-646-787-8615. I don't know if she's listening or not, but I want to give a shout out to Sister Sue Bledsoe. Today's her birthday, and I want to tell her and wish her happy birthday, and we love you, Sister Sue, very much. So just wanted to add that in there also. Praise God. She's a very dear, sweet lady. So we've got a lot of prayer requests. We're going to go over those here in a little bit. And right now we're going to have Brother Green to come in, and he's going to say what he wants, you know, for the Lord, and just obey God. So we're waiting on a few more callers maybe to call in. So far, they have not, but That's okay. We're only on for an hour. We decided to do this just an hour. They have me getting up for work at 5 o'clock in the morning and being there by 7. So 2 hours staying up till 11 o'clock Eastern time was a kind of a much, but that's okay. We may go back to 2 hours later on. We're just seeing how the Lord leads. We kind of just started back at this as a test to see how long our internet will allow us to be on here. It's supposed to be unlimited, but it gets real slow out in the country here where we live. So it's so far, this is what, our second week, I think, and it's held up pretty good. So here's Brother Green.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thankful today that we can have faith in God and we don't have to worry about where we're going to spend eternity. If we put our faith in Christ and we live for Him, then we know we're going to have eternal life because He has promised us that eternal life. And I thank God that the life is in the Word. Praise God. He gave us His Word. And the Scripture tells us about that. Last week we were speaking about the Word and how we was talking about the written Word, and also we was talking about, I think we said something about the spoken Word, which the prophets, you know, they spoke in time past. God did through the prophets. And He finally, one day, sent His own Son. He sent the Word of God, and the seed of the woman came, and He brought faith to our hearts, praise God, in a greater measure than the Old Testament saints could ever have. And we know there were great examples in the Old Testament how that faith would work in the New Testament, how that we would have faith to believe things that were impossible with men. And Jesus came along, the Word of God, and He showed us what a man could do with the Word of God. And He's alive to back His Word today. And we look here in the book of Hebrews in chapter 11, starting out the message today on faith. And it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. In other words, I believe what he's saying there is that God made things, and it didn't take something else to put it together. He didn't put two or three things together to make one thing. He just said, let there be light, and there was light. And He created the heavens and the earth, and He spoke these things into being. And the Bible said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What I was thinking about one day was, I got to thinking about that, and I thought, if you don't have something and you're praying and you're asking for that thing, it's evident that you don't have it. Because if you had it, you wouldn't ask for it. But because you don't have it, you ask for it. And you ask for it in faith believing. And that faith is a substance. And you've got to hold on to that faith until that thing appears, until that thing manifests. And the Bible said, for by it the elders obtained a good report. And it says here, through faith we understand. So he's telling us here, I believe, that here is the way that it works. This is the God kind of faith that he's talking about. This is not faith in what you can see. You know, I can see something and I can have faith in it. I can say that it exists. I look at the TV and I see it, and I see what it's doing, and I say, well, it exists, and I don't know how it exists, but it does exist, and I'm a witness because I see it. But, you know, we have to hold on to something we can't see, something that is not tangible, that we can't feel it. You know, sometimes you can feel the Spirit of God come upon you, and you know that it is God. But when it comes to faith, the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. We're believing in something that we've never seen. We believe that God made heaven and earth. We're living on earth. We know it exists, and we know that the heavens exist. And we see the flowers and the trees and the birds and the bees, all these different things that God has made. And we know that there must have been a great creator that did these things. These things are not just happening, things that just came about by some kind of an odd coincidence or anything like that. We have the record that God gave them of his son, about how the Christ would come, be born of a virgin, and how that he would destroy the works of the devil, and he would make the enemy his footstool. And we still see these things going on today. We still read of miracles and signs and wonders which are wrought by the name of Jesus. When they pray, they prayed the glory down. They prayed the prayer of faith that will save the sick. Over there in the book of James, it tells us that the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. And if they have committed sins, they shall be forgiven them. Those sins shall be forgiven because they come to God, and they come in sincere believing God. And they're coming, they're saying, I'm going to connect myself to the ministry. I am a child of God. You know, that's the way we receive from God. We must receive God first, and then we need to believe his word so that we can have other things in our life, the things that he has promised. And we know that he's promised the healing to the children of God. We've seen many people that have been healed. We have seen people and heard the testimonies of how he has opened the blinded eyes. We had a lady stand up not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, and gave her testimony how that God had opened. She had one eye, I believe it was one eye that she was blind in, and anyhow, she was completely healed. She fell out in the spirit in a meeting there that was conducted, and a Pentecostal meeting. This woman, a young lady, fell out and laid on the ground for probably an hour. And then she jumped up from the ground, from the floor. She jumped up and she began to shout, I can see, I can see. And because God had healed her eye, and she went back to the doctor, and the doctor said, it's impossible. He said, the nerves are dead, and there's no way those nerves could come back to life. But we know that there is life in the Word of God. We know that this Word is the Word of life, and it brings life. We look at all the things that are living today on planet Earth, and we know that God said, let there be grass, let there be trees, let them bring forth the seed after its kind. And God put the life in the seed, praise God. And he has given us the seed of the woman, which is Jesus, the living word, that came down here, dwelt among us, and went to the cross of Calvary, died for our sins according to the scriptures. And all these things were already written 700 years or more before Christ came. The scriptures were already written about how that he would come down here, and he would die, and he would be wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquities. And Isaiah 50, the third chapter, and I know we say that a lot, but it's the truth anyhow, praise God. And we have faith because we have the word. God sent his word, the Bible said, and he healed them. He healed us in our spirit and in our bodies and our minds. There's no limit to what God can do. We must take the limits off of God. I was reminded in the Old Testament where the Bible said that they limited the Holy One of Israel. They turned back in their hearts, and they wanted to go back to Egypt. When they had come out of Egypt, Moses had brought them out with a mighty hand, and they had seen the miracles. They had seen The fire by night and the cloud by day in the wilderness. They had ate different things God had given them. They had ate the quail. They had ate the bread which came down from heaven, that their bread. They would gather it up every day because God was a faithful God. For 40 years they wandered them in the wilderness, and God never starved them out. No, he fed them, praise God. He said that nothing was too hard for him. And so we must build our faith on the Word of God. I believe it's over in the book of Romans where the Scripture teaches us. Paul said that Christ is, he's close by us. Over, I believe it's the book of Acts in the 17th chapter, somewhere along there. He said that if we feel for him, we will find him, for he's not far from any of us, praise God. He's a present help in the time of trouble. He's our refuge in the storm. And I say that a lot, but it's the truth anyhow. You know, Peter one day stepped out of the boat and walked on water, and he came on walking on water by the word of God because Jesus said, come. And he stepped out, and he began to walk. And as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he never sunk. But when he got his eyes on the circumstances and looked around and began to look from, took his eyes off of the Master, the Savior, he took his eyes off of the living Word of God, and he began to sink. We must keep our eyes on Jesus. We must keep our eyes on the Word of God. The Word, the Scripture said there in Romans chapter 10, is nigh thee, even in thy heart and in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the Word of faith which we preach. So Paul said we're preaching the Word of faith, and this Bible is the Word of God. So it is the Word of faith. You go back into Genesis, and you begin to see how God created the world. Over there in Hebrews 11, the Bible said, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, and the things which were made were not made of things which do appear. In other words, he made something out of nothing. No problem with God. You know, he fed the 5,000 with two loaves. I believe it was two loaves and a few fishes. And he gave them, gave it, prayed over it, looked to the Father, prayed over it, and began to distribute it out and gave it to the apostles. And they began to distribute it out. And so little is much when God is in it, and God can multiply it. I thought of the little widow woman. I believe it was the widow woman. She, I think she's the one that had the two sons, praise God, there in the Old Testament. And she had a little cruse of oil, and she had a little bit of meal, praise God. And she had one son, and the prophet went to her, and he said, bake me a cake first. And so she did. And he said, the cruse of oil will never run out, and the meal barrel will never go empty until the famine is past. And so she lived on the rest of that after she had given it to God. She had given it to the prophet because the prophet gave her the word from God. And she believed the word that came from God. When Naaman the leper went down there to the captain of the Syrian host, the captain of the army, and he had leprosy, he went down there to Elijah and the little woman that they had brought up out of Israel, had captured her and brought her home to Naaman's house, said, I would that you were with the prophet in Samaria, for if you was with him, he could recover you of this leprosy. And, you know, he ended up going down there because he had nothing to lose. He needed to believe God, and he believed the word of that little girl, that little young maiden. He believed what she had to say, went down there to the prophet. I wonder where she got her faith. She had great faith to tell that man with leprosy. This was something that was incurable and could not be cured by the doctors. There was no remedy for it. If God didn't heal you, there was no healing. But the Bible said that she told that captain of the Syrian army, God can heal you of this. And he went down to the prophet's house. And the prophet sent his servant out and said, go dip 7 times in the River Jordan, and your skin will come back as a little child. And he went away mad. He said, no, I can't do that. We've got better rivers in the country I come from, praise God. And he was kind of mad because the prophet didn't come out. But one of the servants that was with him said, if he would have asked you a hard thing, you would have done it. And so he talked him into going to the Jordan River and dipping 7 times. And when he came up that 7th time, his skin was like the skin of a little child. He was completely healed. He was not only healed, but he knew there was a God in Israel. He knew that God was the true and the living God. He went back to that king, you know, and he went back with a testimony. He went back to that Syrian, that country of Syria, and all those people knew it wouldn't be too long. They'd know that this captain that was fighting against Israel had been healed of that leprosy. Now, I'm telling you today, God can heal you, whatever manner of sickness or disease that you have in your body. God not only heals in the spirit, he heals our spirits, but he also heals our bodies. And he can do what no other power can do. But we must believe the word of God, and we must apply this word to our life, and we must get in this word, and it's make it a medicine for us, praise God. I tell you what, praise God, sometimes, you know, we've got to build up ourselves on our most holy faith. We've got to stay in the word of God. The scripture teaches us, Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we see that faith comes if we stay in the word, if we get the word in us. I believe it was David said, thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. You see, if we're sinning against God, then we can't get our promises. But if we can get the word in us so great, and we can get, filled with the word of God, and have it written upon our mind and upon our heart. Then when the devil tries to take our thoughts, we can cast him aside. We can cast him out. We can cast down every imagination, every evil thought, everything that exalteth itself against the knowledge of Christ, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We must be doers of the word and not hearers only. Faith comes when we obey God, when we put our trust in him, and then he shows up, praise God. Noah, the Bible said there in the book of Hebrews 11 that there was many people that were blessed because they had faith in God. The scripture teaches us in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he had condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. You see, when we begin to act upon the word of God, we begin to become righteous in the sight of God. His righteousness is imputed unto us. This faith is not just saying, Lord, Lord. This faith is not just saying, I have faith. No, this faith is active. When we begin to move like Noah did, Noah moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house. He had to tell his house, there's going to come a rain. There's going to come a flood. God's going to destroy this world. And, you know, we're living on the edge of the second destruction that's coming. I believe there's not going to be rain this time. It's not going to be a flood this time. It's not going to be water this time, but it's going to be fire. And Peter said that this world's going to be dissolved by fire. And what manner of persons ought we to be in all holy conversation and manner of life? You see, we must live holy, for he is holy. And when we begin to work with God, if we begin to put the kingdom of God first, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You see, God wants to prosper you and I. He wants us to be healthy, and he wants us to be strong. Praise God. He's not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. In John chapter 3, or 3 John, verse number 2, the scripture says that he wishes above all things that we may prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospereth. So if we can get the word of God in us and begin to act upon the word of God, we can see God move in our life. We can see him move in our families and children. And we can also see him move in the people that we come in contact with. He told them to have active faith. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You know, you might not consider yourself a preacher, but you're still sent. You're sent to tell your neighbor. You're sent to tell your relation about Jesus, how he died for our sins according to the scriptures, and how that he was coming again, and he will return just like he said. Praise God. So we read about all these people in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and I don't know at what point Joanna wants to cut back in. Praise God. But you know, the seed of the woman was the word of God. The seed of the woman in Genesis 3:15 was talking about Jesus coming to earth. And when he came, he went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And God had already put it in his word that there was life in the seed. And that's the way God works. He put life in the seed. He put natural life in the seed. Way back in Genesis, I believe it's chapter 1, verse 11. I want to read this. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. God put something in motion here. This is the way God works. He works with the seed. You know, one day Jesus said the sower went out and he sowed the seed. And the seed fell on stony ground. It fell on good ground. And it fell where there was not much earth. And but there was an enemy trying to steal that seed. And that's what's happening today. Many people come into the house of God and pray. And they think they got saved. But they get up from there and they go back. And the devil said, you're not saved. See, we must keep the seed in our heart, because the devil comes immediately, tries to steal the seed from us. And that seed has got something in it, and the seed has life in it. The word of God is quick and powerful. Hebrews 4:12, the Bible said, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And there's nothing hid from him. He's talking about the living word. You see, the word, the written word, has life in it. And that life is the life of Christ. That is the life of God. It's in the word. And that's why we go and we preach the word. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. The gospel is the word of God. It's the whole counsel of God. It is the scriptures, the holy scriptures. And that's why the devil is trying to fight against the word of God, because there's life in it. The seed is in itself. In other words, the life of that to come forth is in that seed. And if you plant that seed, it's going to grow. And we've got to plant the seed in our heart so Christ can be formed in us. See, we're all at a different level in faith tonight. And some people have great faith. Some people have maybe just a little bit of faith. Jesus said to them a certain time or two, he said, "Where is your faith?" In other words, they weren't even operating in faith. And he was telling them, well, you better find your faith. You better get it because you're going to need it. He stood up and rebuked the storm and said, "Peace, be still." Now they said, "We're going to perish, Lord. Don't you care that we perish?" And he said, "What have I got to do with you?" In other words, how long must I suffer you? How long must I be with you? In other words, he said, "I've showed you faith all down through the time you've been with me. You see how faith works. You've seen me when I said something to that fig tree and it died. And I told you you could do the same thing. If you have faith and not doubt, but say to the mountain to remove, and he said, it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." Now, I'm speaking great faith right here. But I'm telling you, we've got to work on this till we get that kind of faith working in our life. We have seen people down through the ages here in the Christian world. You look back to the old-timers and you hear of men like Smith Wigglesworth who raised the dead. Well, how did he raise the dead? I tell you, it was by the word of God. He spoke the word. I met a man one time. He prayed for a little boy that had been hit by a car on a bicycle, and it killed him. And he went over there, and the Lord said, "Raise him up." And he said, "Lord, I can't raise him up. He's dead." And the Lord spoke to him again and said, "Raise him up." And he said, "Lord, I can't raise him up. He's dead." And the third time the Lord spoke to him, and he said, "How am I going to raise him up?" And the Lord said, "Speak the word." And so he went over there, he got the little boy, the paramedics and them was trying to work on the little boy, and the boy was dead, and he said, "I'm a preacher, and let me pray for him," and he did. He said that he prayed, "Oh, Lord, send the breath of life back into this boy." He said he heard a wind, just a whooshing wind, go into this boy's nostrils, and that boy's eyes flew open, and he came back to life. And he said he was scared bad because the last thing he'd seen was a car coming at him before it hit him and killed him. And he said, "I rebuked the spirit of fear, and the fear left that boy." And he said for 3 days, the only thing that boy could talk about was God. And I'll tell you, this man had great faith. You could get in his prayer meetings, and he come from Brownsville, Texas, was where he was ministering, and over into Mexico and different places. I prayed for a friend of mine, had one leg shorter than the other, and God healed him right there on the spot. I tell you, God will heal you. God is able. If we can get enough of the word of God in us and enough faith in God, we can see miracles. We can see mighty signs and wonders. The Hebrews 13:8 scripture tells us Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he is, that means he came here to do good. He came here to show us the Father's will. He came here to cast out devils. He came to heal the sick, and he came to open blinded eyes and deaf ears. Heard about a little girl just the other night. She was had a hip and a bone was gone in the hip. And don't you know, she got healed and prayed for, and that bone come back in her hip. And she threw the crutches down and walked out of there. Praise God. God is still the healer. He's a miracle worker. He's the same. as he ever was. His word has never lost its power. There's power in the name of Jesus. And if we live holy, righteous, and godly in this present life, if we live holy because he is holy, then we can expect God to be there to on our side when it comes time for him to stand up for us. He will stand up. The Bible tells us that the trying of our faith worketh patience over there in James chapter 1. It also tells us to let patience have her perfect work, that you may be entire, wanting nothing. In other words, if we'll believe God, even in the tough times and in the hard times, God is doing a work in you and I. But we must hold on to that never failing faith. We know Christ works, and faith never fails. We know, praise God. I want to please God, don't you? And the Bible said without faith it is impossible to please him. Now, I don't know if we've got any callers yet, do we, Joanna? Well, we welcome you to call in, say what you'd like to say. You know, I'm not a long-winded preacher myself. I say a few things, and then I turn it over to somebody else. I don't know if she's got a message tonight. Do you have a message, Sister Joanna? No, she said she don't have a message tonight. But anyhow, I think we got about 15, 20 minutes left. Praise God. How many? 12 minutes left. Should we go ahead and take the prayer request, maybe?
I can read them off.
All right. She's going to read off the prayer request.
Brother Yearwood would be on with us, except he's hurting with his leg. The doctor told him he has cellulitis, so remember him. And Sister Betty, she messaged me privately. She says to remember her brother Kim. Also remember Sam Brannon's sister-in-law in the morning. Annette is her name. She's having a heart transplant. Her sister Betty's sister, Eloise, fell. She hurt her shoulder. She may have to have surgery. Also, her niece's husband, Mike, has blood clots in both legs, so she says to remember them also. Flip back here. Hard to flip back and forth when you got messages and out. Well, praise God. So J.C. Rupert says, remember at Pentecostal House of Refuge, they are in revival. Sheila Hansen said, remember her and her husband, they're having financial problems. Becky Fritz says, please pray for her uncle. And also Rose Kinzer says, pray for her pray for her friend Francine. Pray for her son also. And also Sister Rita Brown says, pray for her brother. Tanya Green, Sister Tanya says, pray for her son and her two aunts. Sister Sarah Littrell says, unspoken. Sister Jennifer Grubb says, remember Pastor Bob Frost. He needs a miracle. He's in ICU. Sister Maria Sinner said, pray for them and her lost children. Sister Amy Lynn says, please pray for her. She's down in her back. She could hardly move. Sister Patty Hansen, she says a healing for her and her daughter. Brother James Burns said unspoken request. Barbara Westbrook Galdry says pray for her family and herself. Brother Ernie McCone says continue to pray for his mom. Prayers for blessings upon all. Bless his heart. He's blessing us. We appreciate that, Brother Ernie. Sister Oni, Heather Oni says, please pray for the seeds that were planted today. Sister Jamie Burns said she remember her. Crystal Bryant said pray for her job. Sister Donna Million says she has a very urgent prayer request with her family. Amanda Gragiano, pray for her brother Josh and her niece Emily and her dad. Jamie Dunman says pray for her baby Daniel, not feeling well. He's 12 months old. Sister Char Smith said please pray for her son Britt, her grandson Brandon, unspoken request. She said God knows their needs. Deborah Walton says healing for her daughter. She has fluid around her heart. Also healing in her own body. Sister Sherry Wills says, where do I begin? So pray for her. Barry Cantrell says pray for him. Pauline Hamlin says favor on Wednesday. Elizabeth Moore says pray for her family, especially her son. Charlotte Stoneschiffer says pray for Carl and I. That's her husband. Sister Teresa Ledford said pray for her. Brenda Beaver says unspoken request. Lonnie Anderson says pray for him. Karen Constance seeking, searching, need direction and answers. Charmin Evans says pray for the Warrick, Bragg, Evans, Whittle, Hummels, Cochran, and all the families unspoken request. And David Cates says unspoken request. Praise the Lord. So that's a lot of requests. And God, I said here, I replied back and said we take these prayer requests very seriously, and we pray over them diligently. So we're going to go to prayer right now over these. And God knows and sees everybody's heart. If you're listening, we want you to help us pray.
Amen. Heavenly Father, God, we come to you, Father. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you, God, to move for all these as requested prayer tonight. And all their loved ones, Father God, you see those, Lord, hurting in their bodies and needing touches in their bodies. God, you're the healer tonight. You are the way maker out of the problems and situations, O God of life. And Lord, we cast our care upon you, Lord, for you care for us, God. Lord, send your ministering angels to minister, God. Send the healing hand of God down in these homes where these people are tonight, Father, and the places of employment or wherever they're at tonight, and the hospitals and nursing homes, and Lord God, in their cars and places, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, send the power of God to break the demonic powers of the devil. Oh God, we find the devil's works in the name of Jesus. Lord, you overcame the devil, oh God, by your word, Father God, and you tread upon the enemy, and you've given us power. We bind the enemy. We bind the enemy of our souls. We bind sickness, sin, and disease, and lying devils. We bind spiritual wickedness in high places. We bind those things and assaults of the enemy. God, you said no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We bind the weapons that are formed against us. We bind them in the name of Jesus. Father, we bind them for these precious people that's calling on your name. Oh, God, send deliverance, God, by your power. Break the strongholds of the enemy, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch the bones, Lord, that need healing, Lord, and all the vessels, blood vessels, Father, in the systems. Oh, God, blood streams, God, cleanse. Lord, the blood streams, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, heal. Lord, the pancreas is, oh God, in the name of Jesus, them. Lord, with diabetes, God, that healing flow in their bodies, God. Lord, take sickness out of the midst, Father God. Watch over your word, Lord, to perform it. And your eyes is on the righteous, God. And we're calling, Lord, in faith and believing, God. We believe, we receive when we pray. Lord, we thank you that the answer's on the way, that the devil's a liar. And we find the lies of the devil. We find the spirits and the forces of evil in the name of Jesus. We claim victory over the enemy of our soul. We claim the goodness of God. And Father, in the land of the living and the prosperity of the righteous, God, you wish above all things that we may prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospereth, O God. Lord, let us line up with your word. If we're lacking any word, Father, help us, O God, to come in line with the word of God. Lord God, heal the attitudes, emotions, Father. Lord, forgive us of our trespasses, of our faults, and of our failures, shortcomings, O Lord. Pull the motes and the beams out of our eyes. Help us hear, oh God, what the Spirit of God is saying, Lord, in this hour. Oh, let us be obedient to the heavenly calling, obedient to the faith, Lord. Let us put our hand to the plow. Let us not look back, Lord. Oh God, let us be doers of the word and not hearers only, Lord. Let us apply ourselves to the work of God. Thy kingdom come, Lord. Thy will be done on earth, God, that heaven come down, glory. Fill the souls of your people, God. Oh, God, fill the believers with your sweet spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Drive out that sickness and that disease out of the midst, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, we will obey your voice, Lord. Help us, oh, God, to take up that cross, follow Christ. Oh, God, let us be a light and a witness, God. Lord, increase our faith, oh, God, we pray. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, you know every person, every individual. You see their needs. Oh, God, let healing flow through these airways, God. Lord, God, let them feel Christ near to them, Father. Lord, let them know, God, that they touch the hem of your garment by faith, Lord. Let that healing virtue flow through their bodies, God, we pray. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. I guess we got a couple minutes left. And I want to say, just believe God, trust in the Lord, and just apply the word of God to you. Speak the word of God over you. Praise God. Get into the book of Psalms and begin to read it. Get alone with God and read it out loud. Sometimes it helps build your faith. And you know, we need this word, engrafted word of God, which is able to save our souls. See, the engrafted word of God, it has to be grafted into us. It has to become a part of us, praise God. And I know there's many faithful listeners out there, and we wonder sometimes why the devil's attacking us. But we know that we have an enemy, and we know we have to take that shield of faith and quench them fiery darts of the wicked. And we have to stand Christ and keep on believing that you receive. And I believe you will receive. Praise God. I believe people's going to be healed tonight out there in radio land. I believe you could get your miracle tonight. Praise God. God's confirming his word with signs following. And we believe the word. We will get deliverance. Praise God. Praying for my throat. You all pray for it too. Praise God. Devil trying to fight me on that. But thank you all for listening in tonight. We love every one of you. We love God's people, and we love everybody. And God bless you all. I don't know if Joanna wants to say something, but we'll say good night. God bless you.
Good night till next Monday.
Praise God. Amen, y'all.